First up, the race for the White House rolls on with yesterday's primaries in New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. We mentioned yesterday that former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is now the Republican Party's presumptive nominee. It takes 1,144 delegates to officially win that nomination. And even if Governor Romney won every delegate in every primary Tuesday, he wouldn't reach that number. The earliest he could hit the delegate milestone is in late May. A couple other big campaign moments on the horizon. One, the selection of a vice presidential nominee. There's a lot of talk now about whom Governor Romney might pick as his running mate. Two, the National Party Conventions. That's when Governor Romney and President Obama will officially be named as their party's presidential nominees. For more in-depth coverage on the 2012 election and to check out results from yesterday's primaries, go to the Spotlight section on our homepage and click on the CNN Election Center link.
Today's shout-out goes out to Ms. Molino's government classes at Rancho High School in Las Vegas, Nevada. What government agency is responsible for safeguarding U.S. borders? You know what to do? Is it the Justice Department, Homeland Security Department, Interior Department, or Defense Department? You've got 3 seconds. Go. The Department of Homeland Security is responsible for securing America's borders. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
Our next report today is from Suzanne Kelly, and it's about one specific border, the one between the United States and Mexico. It's patrolled by different agencies that are part of Homeland Security, like Customs and Border Protection, or CBP. The agents use different tools to do their jobs. Sometimes that means using advanced technology. Other times, it requires some equine assistance.
The terrain here is really pretty unforgiving. I mean, we just came down about a 200-foot drop a few minutes ago, and this tells you what they're up against. Now, post 9/11, CBP has taken sort of a all-threats environment stance. That means it doesn't matter whether these groups are people trying to come here illegally, drug runners, or potential terrorists. The threats and the environment in which they have to chase them down is just the same. These guys patrol this area day and night, and they're looking for signs. It's this ancient art of sign cutting, they call it.
What we're looking for is footprints, any impressions, anything in the dirt that would indicate somebody walking through here. So what we do in this case is we always want to look into the sun. We want to use that sunlight to reflect off the ridges in the ground or the impressions in the ground, and that's going to help define what we're seeing.
So I'm seeing, and I'm not trained to do this, but I'm seeing footprints here.
Yes, ma'am.
The bottom of a tennis shoe?
Exactly, tennis shoe.
This is a Joint Operations Information Center, really the nerve center for CBP of everything they've got eyes on. They've got eyes on the ground here. They're watching the ports of entry. They've got eyes in the air. And then over here, the guys who watch it 24 hours a day gather all of this information together and figure out what to do next.
That one single human intelligence source was reporting that they were using vehicles in order to beat us on the border.
The terrorism threat is the most important thing that CBP focuses on. It's the greatest threat to our nation. And all agencies and all departments need to be focused on their portion of how to stop that threat.
All right, so now we're at the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, and we're going to get a very up-close look at the aerial assets that the Border Protection uses. What do you need the Black Hawk for along the border?
There's some places that we take them that would take probably 24 hours to get to. You know, sometimes we have to actually hover on one wheel when they kind of jump out. And
hover on one wheel.
Because we can't land.
If patrolling on horseback is the more traditional approach to keeping the border secure, this is the future. This is a predator. It's got a 66-foot wingspan, weighs just a touch over 8,000 pounds. But here's the real payoff. It has a $2.5 million camera. It can take pictures day or night, and it's also equipped with an infrared sensor. That's a big deal because it can direct people on the ground exactly to the location of a target.
It is very difficult to seal any part of the border 100% guarantees. We don't offer any guarantees in the Border Patrol.
On your shoulders sits the responsibility of making sure there's not another 9/11 in this country.
That is true.
Is that how you look at your job?
Every day. Every day when I put on this uniform.